Welcome back, everyone, to the Hikes Peak Podcast. Thank you for coming back to the mountain. With portal season starting to wrap up, it's time to revisit each team's top-ranked transfer ad. Every roster in the conference is set, besides Fresno State and San Jose State. But in total, over 50 new faces are coming into the Mountain West. I've picked out the ones you need to know going into next year for each team. No time to waste. Let's dive right in. Quick note to start, Boise State and San Diego State are not going to be discussed in this one. They've only added a few transfers, all of whom we've discussed in depth at some point over the last few weeks. For Boise State, it was just Dylan Andrews, the talented point guard from UCLA, and Drew Fielder, the former four-star from Georgetown. San Diego State's added three players: Sean Newman Jr., really good point guard from Louisiana Tech, Jeremiah Oden, a really intriguing power forward from Charlotte, and Latrell Davis, who we're very familiar with, a phenomenal scorer from San Jose State. But we've touched on all five of those guys throughout the last few weeks, so we're going to give some other guys a spotlight here. Also, as expected, Air Force will be absent as well, since they don't indulge in the transfer portal. So team-wise, we're going to go alphabetically here, starting with Colorado State. My pick here is going to be shooting guard Josh Pascarelli coming in from Marist, my sixth-ranked transfer in the entire class, a first-team all-max selection that has unlimited range. He's truly one of the best shooters in this transfer class, shot 39% from three-point range last year. He can create his own shot just as easily as he can fire one up off of the catch. He isn't anything spectacular defensively, but he has the athleticism to hold his own, no doubt about it. He's going to be a starter for the Rams and has the potential to make an all-conference team if he keeps that consistency on his shot. Next up for Fresno State, Vance Wahlberg finally making some additions to his roster, and by far the most notable one is Jake Heidbreder coming in from Clemson, but began his career at Air Force and was a phenomenal player there, was an all-conference pick as a sophomore. He hasn't played big minutes since 2023 when he transferred to Clemson, redshirted for one season and then was a bench player in 2024, but there's no doubt about it. He's a real crafty scorer and he has a wicked three-point shot. If he can regain his form from his days as a Falcon, Heidbreder can really raise the ceiling of this Fresno State team single-handedly. Now for Nevada, we have senior point guard Tayshaun Comer coming in from Evansville, my number 11th ranked transfer coming into this year. Comer is a physical, fearless point guard who can facilitate with the best of them. He was a second team All-MVC selection. His efficiency definitely leaves room to grow as he's shot under 40% from the field in each of his three seasons, but that's certainly something he can improve on, with Comer not needing to take nearly as many shots as he did with the Aces. He's going to be the Wolfpack starting point guard more than likely, unless he's beaten out by Tyler Rollison, the incumbent rising junior, but no matter what, I think Comer's attitude and play style are going to fit right in with Reno. Next up for New Mexico, I have graduate point guard Dayton Albury coming in from Utah State. I have him as my number 2 ranked transfer. That's right, if you remember last year, I had him as my number 1 ranked transfer. I am not getting off of the Dayton Albury train. I am still all in. He is as fast as anyone in the country with the ball in his hand. His usage did go down at Utah State, but he was an all-conference player at Queens before he came to the Aggies, and his efficiency shot up as a result of him not taking as many shots. Finished the year shooting 55% from the field and 43% from three. Has as much downhill skill as anyone, similar to Donovan Dent in how he can go from 0 to 100 and take the ball from one end of the court to the other in 2 seconds. And now that he's added a really consistent jump shot, if he can keep that going at a higher volume, Dayton Albury could literally contend for player of the year if New Mexico is able to finish in the top 4 of this conference. Dayton Albury obviously could stay in that role that he was with Utah State as the third or fourth option and just a really solid starting point guard, but I really think Albury has all the pieces to become a star in New Mexico. Moving on down to San Jose State, we have senior power forward Yafet Mundi coming in from Iona. And first off, thank you to the Spartan fans that have waited patiently as I kept asking for them to add someone taller than 6'6". They have finally done it. Yafet Mundi is 6'8". Congratulations, guys. He's a French native that began his career in the JUCO ranks and has become a force at the power forward position. Averaged 10 points and 7 rebounds a game last year. He can jump out of the gym, first of all, and has elite quickness for his size. He doesn't have a jump shot in his game, but he is the ideal pick and roll partner. Mundi Mundi is projected to start right now for the Spartans, and that could change theoretically, but I believe with his motor that Tim Miles won't have any choice but to start him. Really think San Jose State fans are going to fall in love with this guy. Now heading up to Las Vegas for UNLV, my number one ranked transfer in this class, and that's Kimani Hamilton, the senior power forward transferring in from High Point. He started his career at Mississippi State before turning in back-to-back first team All Big South selections. He's a long forward that consistently attacks the rim, fighting through contact with ease. He's a poster machine as well, which will be a joy to watch for Rebel fans. I'm not sure if he's going to be UNLV's top scorer. They've added a ridiculous amount of talent from the portal, but Hamilton has a track record of being one of the most versatile scorers in the country. If he carries that into Vegas, Kimani Hamilton could win Mountain West Player of the Year. Next for Utah State, I have shooting guard MJ Collins transferring in from Vanderbilt, my 12th ranked transfer this year. A perfect fit for Jared Calhoun's offense. Collins is a uber athletic slashing guard that could become a star if he can consistently hit his jump shots. His three-point shot hasn't gotten above 30% throughout his career, but if he can add that to his ability off the dribble and his skills at the rim, he's a scary player for opposing defenses to deal with. Time will tell if Collins becomes a star or a role player for the Aggies, but he's going to start and he's going to have every opportunity to blossom in Logan. And last but not least, for Wyoming, I have senior point guard Leland Walker coming in from Florida Atlantic. Sundance Wick's top ranked addition of the offseason was his final one as he landed Walker to run his offense. A proven all-conference player at Eastern Kentucky, his play dropped a bit this season at FAU. He's still a phenomenal passer that plays with control and toughness, though. Walker is incredibly consistent at the rim, finishing through contact multiple times a game. Kind of like how last season Obi Ogbeam was far and away the Cowboys' best offensive addition, I expect a similar rise from Walker this season. He has all the tools needed to average 15 points and 5 assists in this league, and Laramie is the perfect place for him to put it all together. That is it for this week's episode of the Hikes Peak Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. The transfer rankings you heard me mention briefly throughout the episode are a part of a much larger project I have coming out soon, so stay tuned for that. Also, our Mountain West College Basketball Transfer Tracker is out now, so you can find a link to the constantly updating list of portal entries in the description of your podcast app. Follow us on Twitter at MWC Connection and find all of your Mountain West news at MWCConnection.com. If you enjoyed the episode, rate the show 5 stars on whatever platform you're listening on, or leave us a review on iTunes. Nothing helps the show out more than that, so any ratings would be greatly appreciated. Thank you again for listening. Having this show truly is a blessing, and I'm thankful for each and every one of you out there. Until next time, I'm Jack Thompson, and thank you for coming back to the Mountain.